Greetings, everyone. This is Shaquita, the Divinely Preserved Healer, and I'm back with another short episode of A Meditative Moment. I'm not quite sure what I'm even going to entitle this particular message, so I'm just going to let it flow. For those of you who may be experiencing some weird emotions, it doesn't really matter. When you're listening to this, just know that it's being recorded under the 1111 portal, which is considered the luckiest day of the year, the best day for manifestation. And ironically, this year in numerology, when it comes to 1111 portal, if you add up those numbers plus adding in the year, it totals the number 11. And 11 is really about intuition, inner wisdom, enlightenment, spiritual growth. So this is a message that, regardless of when it finds you, it's destined for you to hear. Sometimes as chosen ones, we tend to attract people who have a certain level of karma that we have already overcome in a past lifetime. So let me stop and say, now, this particular podcast is not for the religious minded. This is more for those of a spiritual nature. So if you have an ear to hear, continue. But if not, you might want to click off. As chosen ones, we have a tendency to attract people. They are attracted to our spiritual light. They are attracted to our wisdom. They are attracted to they see us from a spiritual perspective, and they are drawn to the light. I remember telling someone earlier this year that I was kind of tired of dealing with people who are attracted to my spiritual light, but once they come into my realm, once they come into my presence, when I start to see low vibrational activity on them, things that are opposite of where I'm going and how I wish to portray my own life and the type of people I even want in my environment, when I see something that is a complete opposite, I'm going to call it out. So it really doesn't matter how much you want to be in my presence, how much you want to be my friend, how much you want to be my confidant or whatever. If I see something that's off, I'm going to call it off. If I don't call it out, it's because I'm looking at the nature and the personality and the spiritual level of the person in front of me, and I know whether or not it's even worth the energy sometimes to call people out. Sometimes it's just better to just walk away, distance yourself. Say, you know, we can no longer have the type of friendship that you may be thinking you're expecting from me. Spiritually speaking, I see that that's not going to work. So I may distance myself from that person. The person can be a family member. The person can be someone that I work with or see every day. It could be a complete stranger. But sometimes people, they want to gravitate towards you. But it's like, in the long run, you realize this is not a healthy relationship that I can continue to nurture, to put water or sun to pour into, because I am likely dealing with someone who doesn't have the capacity to really give me much. It's more or less of them coming as if they are a three-pronged plug, and they're coming to plug into me, get whatever juices they need, and then they move on. As chosen ones, we have to recognize people of that nature. I recently had an Akashic record reading gleaming from the teachings of Edgar Casey, better known as the Sleeping Prophet. Just for the record, he was a devout Christian and a Sunday school teacher who would go into these trances and would pull information from the spirit realm. And one of his readings was on the Akashic records on, let me read it. I'm going to read it straight from the EdgarCasey.org website from one of his readings. And I quote, "The Akashic Records, also known as the Book of Life or God's Book of Remembrance, can be equated to the universe's supercomputer system, that is a central storehouse of all information for every individual who has ever lived upon the earth. These records contain our every thought, deed, word, feeling, and intention." Okay, and he goes on, if you scroll down, and it goes on to say that when someone gives you an Akashic record, they're basically pulling from that which is most important to you. And at that time, the reading that I have, the woman addressed the very issue that I was dealing with as far as dealing with people who are drawn to my light, and but who at the same time are disrespectful to me. Because what happens is when you draw someone in and they want to be your friend, and they, some of them may be fake, some of them may be narcissists, some may be genuine, but it's like I am not in the position to really help you. I see what you're going through. I can understand what you've gone through. I haven't been there. I may be able to see a level of wisdom about what you're going through, but I cannot be your savior. Okay, so for chosen ones who can see through the fluff, through the BS, through the mind games, through whatever it is in the natural, if you can see past the natural world and see into the spiritual world what's going on, just know that sometimes the people that are pulling towards you or coming towards you cannot see on the same level as you. That's why they are connected to you, because they need you to be their spiritual eyes. And basically what she was telling me is that when you have people that come to you from that nature, you're going to have to understand that you're not there again to be their savior. You're going to have to allow them to deal with their own karma. Like I said at the beginning, sometimes we attract people who know we can be of service to them. However, they're looking more for a shortcut for dealing with their own karma. So that is my message for you today, to be aware of the people who are in your environment. They sometimes are the ones looking for validation from you as if you are their savior. Do not allow them to do that to you. Do not, you don't need, as a chosen one, you're not operating out of your ego. You're not operating from a narcissistic personality perspective where it's all about you and watch me, see me. Because when you have a person of a certain spiritual nature or a certain level of spiritual growth, people, the same people who came to your light seeking warmth, comfort, and direction, if you have to send them packing, those same people they may not just leave comfortably, they may in turn turn around and slander you, lie on you, and say all kind of things that are completely false. And if you're not also in an environment of people who have some level of discernment, they will fall for the fool la la too. So when it's possible to get away from these type of people, do just that. Family members, workplaces, whatever the case may be, there are going to be times when you're going to have people that's trying to make you out to be their savior. And I'm telling you and I'm warning you, don't do it. Because when you engage with people like this, when you keep them in your lives thinking, oh, I'm just trying to help them out, you are engaging in their karma. That means you become a part of their karmic story, and you could be more of a stumbling block to them if this is a lesson that they need to learn and that they need to deal with. Remember, as a chosen one, in most cases we've already been through that, but the people around us are looking for shortcuts. So you can give them what wisdom you can, but you cannot do it for them. You can't fix it. You can only say, okay, how can I be of service to you to help you deal with your own issues? And that's my message for you today. And if this message has resonated with you, I would love for you to come over to my website, The Divinely Preserved Healer, DiVinelyPreservedHealer.com, and come check out the services that I offer, from wellness coaching, life coaching, energy healing, private yoga, holistic nutrition, where I work with you and offer personalized plans based on your Akashic record, your historical record of what's going on in your life and your body. We assess all of that from childhood to now and see what is manifesting in your body, what has grown up, and we try to attack it both spiritually, physically, emotionally, to get you back on track and help you to fulfill whatever purpose that you have while you're here. And you need your body to be in good shape, your mind, all of that, so you can fulfill your own destiny. All right. So this is Shakitha. I'm signing off. Bye.